This week, a remarkable sporting event will take place in Nashville, the Bingham Cup. It's billed as the world's largest tournament of rugby teams made up mainly of gay men. It comes at a time when LGBT issues are being debated from Facebook feeds to the floor of the Tennessee Capitol. So what is gay rugby all about? WPLN's Chaz Sisk went to a practice of the host team, the Nashville Grizzlies, to hear one player's story.
Oh, my name is Stan Sklar.
Right.
I think a lot of gay men and women have perhaps thought that they weren't good enough, weren't strong enough, you know, to play a sport, or to play rugby.
With you on your right, Jay, with you on the right.
We have guys walk on the pitch that have never played a sport before, you know, and it could be that during their life, perhaps they've never had the chance or never thought they could.
Go!
I remember my dad saying, Stan, why don't you go out for football? Why don't you do this, do that? And, you know, I just never had the courage to, I suppose. Never thought I would be good enough. Maybe knowing that I was gay, I felt maybe people looked upon me as... Maybe weak. I started playing rugby when I was 45, so I'm 55 now. I play hooker, which is kind of a funny sounding position, but that's like in football, there's like this huddle. Well, in rugby, there's this thing we call the scrum, and a hooker is the guy in the middle who uses his foot to scrape the ball back into his team's area so they can grab it. I never would have thought that we would be hosting an international gay tournament here, the Mark Bingham Cup. It's a tournament that is held in memory of Mark Bingham, who died on Flight 93 during 9/11. He was a gay rugby player, and he and six other guys rushed the cockpit. So he's not only, I see him as a rugby hero, but I also see him as a great American hero. Really, there is no such thing, in my opinion, as gay rugby. Rugby is rugby. You know, we're an inclusive team, and we don't think about who's gay, who's straight, who's anything. I mean, we just, this is just a big brotherhood. We all enjoy playing rugby, and it's really one of the best things I've ever done, ever.
The Bingham Cup begins Thursday in Nashville. More than 1,000 players are expected from 11 countries.